Have you made any wedding plans yet?
I shook my head. We figured we would get this visit out of the way before focusing on that. Cade really likes to plan. He doesn't mind traveling like we do, but he's still new to it. I think we both want a permanent home at some point.
And you think Moonstone Bay could be it?
It's far too soon to tell. He released my hand.
What about the other thing?
The hair on the back of my neck prickled. I didn't have to ask what he was referring to. He'd been the first one I called when the letter arrived in Florida. Even before I told Cade about it, I had Max on the phone. You mean my uncle? I had to force out the words. I hadn't seen Uncle Sydney since I was a child. When my parents died, he hadn't been around. Even though I wasn't particularly close with him, I'd assumed he would swoop in at the last minute and save me from the system. Instead, he fell out of my life as if he'd never been there. Now he'd written a letter and informed me he would be in New Orleans when we arrived in 2 weeks. It was like a bomb ticking down in the back of my mind.
Yes.
Max slowed his pace, his eyes roaming my face.
You're upset.
I'm not upset. The denial escaped before I could think better of it. Max could read me and would know I was lying. It was too late to haul the words back, so I simply held out my hands. I don't know him. I have nothing to say to him. If he shows up in New Orleans, I'll make sure he knows that I want nothing to do with him and send him on his way. Max didn't look convinced.
Poet.
It's fine, I insisted, before he could get up a full head of steam. I don't need reassurance, Max. Sydney was my father's brother. He was part of my life a long time ago. He's not part of my future.
He clearly has an agenda.
He probably wants money. I kind of remember him borrowing money from my parents when I was a kid. They tried to keep that stuff from me, but there's one memory in particular. I trailed off, frowning.
If he's looking for money, direct him to me. I'll handle him.
That made me laugh. I'm an adult, Max, I reminded him. I'm marrying your son, for crying out loud. I'm also magical and can tap an elemental to set him on fire if I feel like it. I don't need you to protect me.
I don't think of it as protecting you.
He brushed my hair from my face in a fatherly manner.
I think of it as standing with you. I'm not afraid to handle this man. You were a child when you last saw him. If he is after something that you don't want to give, it's my place to see him off.
He's my uncle. Max sighed.
We'll figure it out when we get to New Orleans. For now, enjoy the island. Treat it like a pre-honeymoon with Cade. Have some fun.
That's the plan. I flicked my eyes back to the road and saw Galen's team loading the bodies. A crowd, including two children, stood on the sidewalk watching the show. The boy and girl looked about 10 years old. They held hands and, for a moment, I thought they were crying. When they looked up, I saw they were laughing. A chill ran up my spine as the kids slowly tracked their eyes to me, almost as if they sensed me watching.
That's weird,
Max said after a few seconds. He'd noticed the children, too.
I'm surprised they're allowed at a crime scene.
It's a magical island, I reminded him. The rules here might be different.
I can't see them being that different.
I guess we'll learn more the longer we're here. I shook myself out of my reverie. Either way, I have work to do. We want all the big stuff up today.
And have fun,
he prodded. And have fun. That's top on my list. I promise. I filed my misgivings about Sydney's imminent visit away. Max was right. Now wasn't the time to dwell on it. Now was the time for sun and relaxation. The hard stuff would always be waiting.